Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah. Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. Shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, with more.
Jesus,
only
Jesus,
only Jesus,
more than a miracle,
more than a miracle,
and
change my
life.
Don't you know he made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, Christ,
Jesus,
I love
Jesus. Make it if you try, yeah. Just remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle, oh Lord. He can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be all in all the night. Oh, there. God can do, cause what he's done for others, I know he can do the same. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's been times in my life when I felt like giving up, but let me tell you what he did for me.
Good morning and welcome to Grace View Nurture Program. We certainly appreciate you for tuning in, and we certainly appreciate you for doing that. But we want to encourage you, if you can, to invite others daily to the devotion. We know that the men that are participating in this program are presenting words of encouragement that can strengthen our faith and our walk with God. We want to let Sister Danielle know we certainly miss her this month and the introduction, and we're trusting and praying that all is well with her family. We're in the book of James, and we are at verse 26, but let me kind of recap what James is dealing with. James is dealing with trials and temptation, how to withstand them. And he is giving some anticipatory principles in verses 19 through 27. That is not an option. They are essential and necessary if we're going to be able to overcome are to withstand the trials and temptations of life. The first principle that James instructs us to incorporate in our daily lives is that we must be quick to hear the word of God. The word "hear" comes from the Greek word there, akouo, which means to hearken to understand what is coming into the ear. James says we must be quick to go to the word of God to hear it and to apply it to our lives. Secondly, he says that not only must we be hearers, hearken to the word of God, but we must be doers of the word and not hearers only, verses 22 through 25. And we come to the third principle this morning in verse number 26. James says, if we're going to be able to withstand the trials and temptations of life, we must bridle and control the tongue. If a person thinks that he is religious, that is, acceptable to God, and he does not bridle his tongue, he deceives himself. No matter what he thinks or professes, James says his religion is empty. The word religious and the word religion describes a person who is very religious, who gives great attention to religion. The person is actively religious, very faithful in religious worship and service, but he is loose with his tongue. He is easily provoked and lashing out at others. He gossips and tells tales, criticizes and mumbles. He's judgmental and he condemns others. He uses his slangs and cursings, talk about and running down other people. No matter what a person thinks, no matter how religious he or she is, if he or she does not bridle their tongue, they deceive themselves. His religion is empty. They do not please God and is thereby unacceptable to God. For a person to withstand and to conquer temptation and trials in life, he must bridle his tongue. This is the third anticipatory principle necessary to conquer temptation. There are a plethora of scripture that instructs the child of God on the tongue. Paul in Ephesians 4, verse number 31 said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Again, in Titus 3, verses 1 and 2, Paul said, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, showing all meekness unto all men. James says that the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell, James 3, verse number 6. Listen to the brother of the Lord again in James chapter 4, verse 11. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Peter, in his writings, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 1, wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, and hypocrisy, and envying, and all evil speakings. But I think the psalmist of Israel, in Psalms 34 and verse number 13, said, well, he said, keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. The wise man Solomon, in Proverbs chapter 21, and verse 23. He says, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keep his soul. In other words, be careful what you say about people, because your tongue, our tongues, can get us in a whirl of trouble. And then in 1 Peter 3, verse number 10, Peter says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. So James says, now, if we're going to be successful in overcoming trials and temptations of life, we must undoubtedly learn how to control or bridle the tongue. Then in verse 27, James says that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. The fourth anticipatory principle that James says we need to incorporate into our lives, we need to learn how to practice pure religion. Not just talk about it, but learn how to practice pure religion. If we're going to overcome the trials and temptations of life, we must learn how to busy ourselves of doing pure religion. That is, visit the needy and keeping ourselves unspotted from the world. Well, what about those of us who are senior members of the body of Christ and we are not as agile and mobile as we used to be? Well, technology has made that easy for us. If we can't go, like phone now, we can call, we can FaceTime, we can Messenger, we can Facebook. There are many ways that we can still incorporate practicing pure religion. There are two things that are said to be necessary in this preparation. Number one, a person must visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. This certainly would apply to visiting all who have need within a community, those who are orphaned, widowed, newcomers, lost, unsaved, fatherless or motherless, bedridden, grieved, lonely. Whatever the need expects us to reach all within our community, and the task is not really all that difficult. Not in a country where a church is in practically every community. Just think of a church within a community being surrounded by rows of houses. The minister, the elders and deacons, and the members of that church can easily visit every home by simply setting up several visitation hours and simply going house to house. As they go, all they have to do is share that they are visiting for Christ and the church to see if they can be of any help to the families. Letting the community know that one really cares caused many to call upon the believers of the church when the hour of crisis strikes. And it will strike, for it strikes all of us. And in addition to this, every church should, of course, have a corps of genuine believers who can share Christ with the lost. Note, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit. Jesus says, when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we thank you once again for this opportunity. We trust and pray that we said only those things that are in harmony with your will, those things that would encourage us as individual members of the body of Christ to focus on helping others instead of marinating in our own difficulties. Let us therefore have opportunities to do good unto all men, but especially those of the household of faith. We pray for all that on the call this morning, whatever they may be going through, Father, we ask that you look individual situations and grant them according to their need and according to your will. Be with us throughout the remaining of this day. Help us to walk worthy of that vocation where you have called us, that we may bring glory and honor to your name. And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name, we ask it all and give thanks. Amen.